away.
So even under those conditions, it's quite interesting, though, that they would have shared their food with some people that were obviously, some other Aboriginal people that were obviously known to them. Even though all they had was food, obviously part of that Noongar culture is to share whatever it is you've got.
Whatever you got, yeah, no matter what. If even today's society, if an Aboriginal go out hunting and they've got kangaroo or something, the old Aboriginal native, you know, in the Noongar that's in the township, it'll be shared around. You know, they go around, they share their food. And the Aboriginal traditional ways is if a kid just walking down the street, a child walks down the street and it's getting dark and someone, one of the ladies, you know, the parent, your kids, you shouldn't be walking around, get back in here, you know, and they'll look after them for the night, you know, give them a bed and feed them for the night, and then in the morning they send them home and feed them. But that's how close and knitted, you know, an Aboriginal family. They won't let anyone go astray or let anyone out of their sight or in danger or anything like that. They make sure they're protected and fed and, you know, went to and give them a bed for the night. So they're very, very sharing. We're very, very sharing people and very close-knitted families.